Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
So I guess if Congress isn't going to authorize military aid, well, you just do it anyway, right? You just do it anyway if you're the Biden administration. We understand that they've already sent over a lot of aid over toward Israel, despite what's going on in the Congress, trying to tie a lot of this. We were just talking with Denise Simon right before the top of the hour news to border security. I guess, you know, the Biden administration is just, I mean, can you imagine if the situation were reversed and Donald Trump sent something somewhere that was supposed to be authorized? Once again, folks, welcome to the program. Here we are, top of the hour. It's hour number three right now. Glad to be with you, of course, this morning here on the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. If you'd like to be part of the program this morning, you can head over to my home website as well, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message. And welcome to everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer, and everybody listening along the GCN network. Of course, GCN distributes the program to our great AM and FM affiliates out there across the country. We're glad you're there. We're glad to be here. And once again, let's bring in Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, yeah, you just heard me mention that. It looks like the Biden administration went around Congress on Saturday, said that they had an emergency sale of some 14,000 rounds of tank ammunition worth about $106 million that went ahead, of course, the Republicans in Congress keep wanting to talk about border security here in the United States.
Yeah.
Now, generally speaking, we're not going to lament the idea that Israel has tank rounds that they need, but obviously this is the way of, would you agree this is the Biden administration just thumbing its nose and saying, guess what, we don't care about border security here, we're not going to be forced into talking about it?
Well, again, we shall see where this plays out. They're taking some real hard hits here, and rightly so. I think there's going to be some real interesting meetings that are going on in this White House this week.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Well, and of course also, you've got not just for Israel but for Ukraine as well. And it just seems to me that by the way, there are these other polls, right, that show that Americans are increasingly not happy with how President Biden is dealing with this, not the least of which, of course, are mostly Republicans, of course, who are concerned about border security here, and they're not happy with the way that Biden is dealing with this, but also the idea that there's not enough condemnation of Hamas across the board, you know.
Well, look, I think in a lot of ways they're not asking really the right questions here. Maybe some of these questions should necessarily be the first attack, the first terror attack, or the next death that is caused by an illegal alien. And it's going to have to come to that. And that includes, I would say, fentanyl. are you willing to sign a statement that you are an accessory to murder?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, let's put it the way it needs to be put.
Well, indeed, and eventually people are just going to say, well, you know, this is way, way, way too far beyond the pale. I think we have time here to say good morning to Backgammon Bob. He's holding on the line patiently. Good morning, Backgammon Bob. And do you have a question for Denise?
Yes, I do. I think it might be time to just go ahead and impeach Biden and take our chances with Kamala. Because remember, we got 13 months left before the next presidency, and they can do an awful lot of damage with in 13 months. And one thing is, too, is Biden doesn't have a whole lot to lose, while Kamala is younger, and she might feel that she's a little more accountable and be like that. Second thing is, I want to ask you about Trump and his legal issues up at NYC and down in Atlanta. How's he doing on that? Because it seems to me that from the testimony that I heard, that his got a pretty good chance to beat them up in NYC. What do you think?
Good questions indeed. Thanks, Backgammon Bob. Denise, what do you think?
Things are bubbling to the surface here about what was counted and not counted in Georgia. So we'll see if the judge allows some of those things in there with that case. And there's machinations that are happening in the Georgia case. So I would watch that one kind of carefully. It's kind of confusing. But Trump was actually to testify today in the New York case, and suddenly late last night they say he's not going to testify. I would also say that Trump and his lawyers, you know, he speaks before he goes into the courtroom, and he generally speaks when he comes out of the courtroom. And a case like this has never been brought to trial before in New York's history. And if I were Trump, I would be saying to every other business that has an evaluation and international banking, and there's a lot of it, to tell them, move your headquarters and get your headquarters out of New York, or move your business out of New York, because this trial gives standing now to these judges, and any other corporation could go under the same kind of ridiculousness.
Wow. Well, stay right there, Denise, folks. Stay right there with us. We're coming right back right after this.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Season of all, and we've got the music to prove it, and we are glad that you're there. We're glad to be here, and it's the Monday edition, folks. Yeah, it's Monday. That's okay. It's all right that it's Monday. We're starting out a brand new week, but it's going to be a good one, I think, and we certainly hope that it will be a good one for you as we head through this week. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And also, we want to thank Uncle Rick in Manatee County, listening on 9:30 a.m. Thank you, Uncle Rick, for the great, kind words you're sending in, and it really, really does mean a lot. It means the whole world. And also, he's talking about the idea of maybe Trump and Pompeo, perhaps as a ticket for 2024, and then Pompeo DeSantis in 2028. Well, that's pretty interesting stuff as well. Because we were just talking with Backgammon Bob, who mentioned about maybe if Biden were impeached now, we'd go right to Kamala Harris. Well, Denise Simon's back with us, of course, founderscode.com. Denise, what do you think about if Biden were impeached, is Kamala really going to be the nominee, even if she would be ascend to the presidency?
I think she could necessarily bail out. I think that she knows that she's not qualified to, you know, run this thing.
I have to laugh. I'm sorry we said that. Even she knows that she just doesn't have.
She absolutely does. I remember this is a woman who couldn't keep staff.
Right.
Staff was bailing on her left and right and left and right. And I would argue and probably still is. It's just that this White House has shut down any kind of reporting on it. She knows that she's not. As far as, you know, the next people, I actually wanted Tom Cotton and Pompeo.
Mm-hmm.
And And both of them said they won't run. So,
well, do you think that Pompeo just saw the writing on the wall about Trump and his popularity, and, you know, coming up for what would appear to be a grudge match, basically? I mean, if Biden's still on the ticket, or do you think Pompeo just thought it wasn't his time? I mean, it's just speculation, but what do you think? Because he looked like he was making a lot of moves to get ready to run for president.
I think that what he is doing is really working behind the scenes, trying to be a advisor to all conservative movement, both at the federal level and at the state level as well. So he's still doing that. I subscribe to a couple of his feeds, including on Telegram, and I get his emails. He's a busy man, but he's a very, very religious man, and I think he's like, no, I don't want to get into that quagmire, especially with what has happened now. I think it's a time that we need him, but no, between he and his wife, they're like, no, we're not running for the Oval Office. We might do something else in government, but it isn't going to be the Oval Office.
Well, what do you think, though, about Trump and the notion of a running mate for him? I mean, it would be, is it far-fetched that it would be DeSantis or Nikki Haley or someone on that stage the other night of the four?
There's a lot of chatter about Tucker Carlson.
Right, yeah, we've heard that as well. Is that a move do you think that he would make, or do you think he'd go and find, like he did before, find a governor of another state or something, somebody who's been a chief executive, that kind of thing?
Well, there was also chatter about Carrie Lake. So I think it's a very much wait and see, and not from Trump making a decision, but what happens with any of his legal cases.
Right.
On who would hitch their wagon to him.
Well, and certainly, you know, is there time? I suppose there is time between now and when they really start getting into the heart of the election, that if Trump were to be convicted in one of these trials and they would sentence him, would you think, of course, there would be appeals after appeals, but is it possible then that, you know, this is really going to play in, and we've never seen a political candidate who's, you know, campaigning from jail, basically?
You know, it's almost impossible to play this thing out. I mean, we can go through all kinds of scenarios, but those scenarios could take us weeks to figure out.
Yeah, it's a matrix of stuff. Yeah.
Yes, it is. It absolutely is. And there's a lot of very powerful, wealthy conservatives out there, including the co-founder of Home Depot, that, you know, he says it's time to move on from Trump, and he's working very hard at doing that, and he's hitched his wagon to Nikki Haley. So, which really tells me that they do want DeSantis, but they don't want DeSantis right now.
Mm-hmm. Well,
which is kind of where I am.
Yeah, and I think there's a lot of Floridians who are there, and people even outside of Florida may have a similar feeling. I think DeSantis would... early on, do you think that they were looking for Trump to fizzle somehow, and then they would be able to, I mean, all these different candidates wanted to inherit Trump's supporters, but there doesn't seem to be any real movement with that at all.
Ken Cuccinelli is the one that forced, and I pretty much mean forced DeSantis into the race. And I understand Ken Cuccinelli, and I understand why he was doing this. And he's head of the Political Action Committee. But I would say that it was really, it's a situation where I continue to go back to that I believe that DeSantis can wisely spend the next 4 years mobilizing Republican governors and trying to get more Republican governors, because that's where the power of governing should be, is at the state level and not the federal level. And I think that is the banner that truly that DeSantis ought to be carrying. I don't hear any of the candidates, any of them, saying that really the federal government is too big and the power resides really with the states. I don't hear any of them saying that.
No, if anything, it's the opposite. It's the federal government is the only thing that matters.
Now, we have this new president of Argentina, and he's already been sworn in. Well, guess what he did here in his very first action? He virtually cut the size of the Argentinian government in half. I think there were like 19 agencies or 18 agencies, and he got rid of 8 or 9 of them immediately with the stroke of a pen.
Wow. That's big time. Well, then that's
it is big.
Yeah.
It's very big. And I know everybody likes to hate on Zelensky, but I would say if you, and I never watched 60 Minutes, but I watched it last night, one, because I wanted to hear the interview with Novak Djokovic, who happened to be a big fan of playing tennis. But two, they did a piece on some of the civilians that virtually signed up, including women, to wear the uniform of the Ukrainian military. And they did some interviews, and it was absolutely fascinating what the Russians were doing to these poor Ukrainians, whether they were in uniform or they were civilians. It is absolutely disgusting. But Zelensky is actually in Argentina having conversations with the new leadership, and he's gone up and had a face-to-face with Viktor Orban, who is very much against funding any more of Ukraine. So it'll be very fascinating to see really how that played out. But Zelensky is going to be in Washington today, and they got scheduled meetings and negotiations. That was no mistake that 60 Minutes played this piece. I shouldn't call it a hit piece because it's not, but that they played this piece on Ukraine last night on the heels of Zelensky coming to the United States. I know that people don't want to give money, any more money to Ukraine because of corruption. Well, I would argue that, there was your corruption in Sudan. There's corruption in Afghanistan. There's corruption in Iraq. There's corruption virtually in every country that we give money to.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So it is the United States that's supposed to be holding on to that money and making sure if we're telling Qatar that we are overseeing the $6 billion to go to Iran, we could do the same thing with the money going to Ukraine.
Indeed. All right, hold the thought there, Denise. We're coming right back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there because we will be back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA News Update. At least a half dozen people have been confirmed dead after tornadoes touched down in Middle Tennessee over the weekend. Dave Collins has more.
Three of the victims were confirmed dead in the Nashville suburb of Madison. Nashville officials say they have teams assessing the damage and looking for victims after Saturday's tornadoes. Three fatalities were also reported near Clarksville, where nearly two dozen people have been reportedly injured.
President Zelensky of Ukraine will be visiting the White House tomorrow to speak with President Biden. Talks while he's in town include the Speaker of the House, Republican Mike Johnson. Bronny James is back playing basketball yesterday. The University of Southern California freshman is the son of basketball player LeBron James. A little over 4 months ago, the younger James suffered a heart attack. 19-year-old James came off the bench and scored 4 points, three rebounds in an overtime loss to Long Beach State. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we are continuing to race through the Monday edition of the program. Yes, we know it's Monday. But, you know, it's going to be a great week. You're going to see it's going to turn out great. We certainly hope so. And once again, folks, 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. If you have a question or comment for Denise Simon, who's with us here again at the bottom of the hour segment. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, you know, we're doing a lot of politics this morning. I think it's good because there are these different questions about, you know, where all this is going. Joe Biden, of course, you know, just to quickly get back to a little quick little political question for you. It looks like there's a poll from the Wall Street Journal where Nikki Haley comes out 17 points over Joe Biden. For real?
Yeah.
I mean, this is a pretty interesting poll for sure.
Now, the question is, who would be her running mate, you know?
Right. Well, I know who it would not be. I'm pretty sure I know who it wouldn't be.
It won't be Vivek Ramaswamy.
That's right. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I understand about fence mending, and this is what politicians do all the time traditionally, but I don't know. I don't know if there's a fence mending, you know, operation for that.
No.
Yeah. That's pretty bad.
Let's go back to funding Ukraine and Israel here for a second. USAID. I'm just giving the listeners a little bit of a context here. If you go to their website, it says USAID is the world's premier international development agency and a catalytic actor driving development results. Whatever the heck that means. USAID's work advances U.S. national security and economic prosperity, demonstrates Americans' generosity, and promotes a path to recipient self-reliance and resilience. Nothing that, I mean, talk about wordy. But USAID has a budget of $60 billion a year. So USAID was just recently at the COP28 thing, which is really all about what? Climate change. But let's look at their latest news releases. Honoring International Human Rights Days. Okay? They didn't say anything about Israel. Didn't say anything about Ukraine. The next one, United States announces a contribution to the UN Central Emergency Response Fund, which really means going to the Palestinians. Then it says, the next press release, Administrator Samantha Power and Private Envoy Kerry, meaning John Kerry, announced new USAID private sector commitments to mobilize finance for climate adaptation. Then there's another one. Power at COP28. Samantha Power advances low carbon and climate resilient solutions in cities. Then there's another one. Commits $53 million to address climate change in cities. Then there's another one. She had an interview with CNBC at COP28. Then there's another one. Call to action for COP28. Then there's another one that she's appearing at COP28. And then financing and localizing climate finance events. Do you see what I'm saying? Is there anything on here about Israel or Ukraine? Well, hold on. On December the 6th, they designate a designation of war crimes and crimes against humanity committed in Sudan. Okay. That was on December the 6th. Oh, wait a minute. USAID and Cisco partner to support education and cybersecurity in Ukraine. Do you see what? I mean, there.
Yeah. Where is the beef on this?
Where's the meat and potatoes on this one?
Well, exactly. Well, I don't know. Maybe, and of course, the huge emphasis on climate change because, you know, that's the number one threat. Evidently.
Yeah, so why don't we take some of that money? Because we don't have any deliverables. What has actually, going all the way back to the Obama administration, all this money that we're throwing at climate change, solar and wind and, you know, blah, 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 blah. Well, where are the deliverables? In 10 years, for instance, what has this money given us? Has it lowered the oceans by an inch? Has it changed a hurricane or a tornado? Has it changed anything with floods? Anything? Anything at all? So why don't we do this? Why don't we suspend all spending because there's already enough in the pipeline? But any spending from this moment on, or I would say spending in the last 6 months, earmarked spending for climate change, why don't we suspend all that, and why don't we use that for Israel in Ukraine?
Good question. Well, because then you would be told that...
Yeah, it's a rhetorical question.
Well, sure, yeah, but obviously they would say, well, we can't stop spending on the climate change, ever. Because, and guess what? We'll never stop spending on it because it will never get better. And so,
precisely.
Yeah,
it's not meant to get better. You can't.
Exactly. And in 10 years from now, it'll still be, we got to keep this fight up. Because if we don't keep this fight up, man, you know, the whole planet's going to suffer and it's going to go on and on. And it's just like a new cash cow, you know, for, you know, and because, by the way, the weather, as far as I understand, does change. Didn't we used to have an ice age around here, and then it stopped, and then they all kinds of different weather patterns and so forth. But
back
when there
was such a thing as the woolly mammoth.
Yep.
If you go look, everybody says that the woolly mammoth went extinct because of climate change.
Right. Yeah. I guess so, but, you know, events happened, but they, by the way, and the Ice Age stopped, and I'm just being a little facetious here, but the, you know, Ice Age man and whatever, and Ice Age woman, they weren't driving SUVs. They didn't do anything to warm up the planet, as far as I know.
I would also challenge the listeners to see what Russia is doing in the Arctic, because they have these amazing iceberg cutter ships. And they have virtually built cities all over the Arctic because of rare earth minerals and because of energy that's in the Arctic. So when we hear that the icebergs are breaking off and they're melting and this and that, maybe we ought to be looking at what Russia is doing there to cause some of that.
Well, sure. Well, but some of these things just play into the whole, you know, thing about climate change. And that's your light bulb, your gas stove, whether or not you're eating meat, you know, stuff like this. It's just it's a large control system. That's the they're laying the basis for that. And because a lot of times things that just sound so ridiculous, but you get a lot of people to go out and say it, and then it's like, oh, yeah, we got to save the planet.
Yeah, shame on all those cows.
Yeah, exactly. It's really interesting to see how these kinds of things really sort of take hold. And it's everything that you do, that I do. It's not what John Kerry does, for example. John Kerry could pretty much do whatever he wants, and I'm just singling him out, of course. But it's always the general population is the ones that have to bear the burden of no heat and not, you know, the weird food and all this kind of stuff.
Well, yeah, if you scroll through the virtually the homepage of USAID, it is precisely all about climate change, period, end of report. I mean, that's just where we are, you know, food insecurity because of climate change, because of the Russian Federation, and because of COVID-19.
Right, but well, let's just say in the previous generation, if there wasn't enough energy, they would say to themselves, how do we produce more energy? You know, if there are food problems, they might say, how do we grow more food or get people to go where, you know, there's more abundance, or how do we solve this problem as opposed to taking things away from other people? I mean, this seems that that's the mentality now.
Yeah. And we don't build anything. How about, you know, some of this climate change money? We go build some massive pipelines and use some of these desalination machines to take salt water, make it into usable water, and then pipe it back over to the West, because the West is virtually suffering with no water.
Yes. Yeah.
Water fights everywhere. How about we do that? We build something. We did the Hoover Dam.
Well, sure. I mean, and you can look at these things on a grand scale. Human ingenuity, you know, can come up with these kinds of solutions, but when it's not about ingenuity or solving the problem, it becomes so much more about, now, wait a minute, you're going to have to live your life this way because we say so. And I think
that's right. Yeah. You know, when it comes to these farmers, and like in California, they can't, there's not enough water to grow avocados and, you know, whatever else. So what happens? Well, we move that business to Mexico. Well, guess what the cartels are doing? They're extorting the farmers down there with water.
Wow. And it goes on. It sure does. Well, Denise Simon, great to be with you this morning. Folks, head over to founderscode.com. Check out Denise Simon's great articles. There are other materials there. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning.
All right. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Denise Simon, everybody. Folks, we're going to come right back. We're going to be talking with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Stay with us because we're coming right back.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach.
He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Well, we have a cup of tea. Absolutely. And we're heading into, of course, Christmas time, everybody. And we hope that you have some great plans. And have you done your shopping yet? I'm trying to get there myself. And doing some online shopping as well this year. I think that's going to be maybe the majority of what I'm doing. But, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, or if you might have a question or comment for our next guest, of course, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. That's the website. And you can also hear Chris right here on AM 860, The Answer, 5 a.m. Eastern Times on Saturday mornings and 5 p.m. Eastern Time, Sundays afternoons, right here again on AM 860. Good morning again, Chris.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great. As I was just saying, I think I'm going to do a lot of my shopping online just because it's so much more convenient. And typically, you don't have to go somewhere and say, well, uh-oh, they don't have what I need. And then you're in a real quandary.
I'm down to just my wife and the stuff that I got to get her. I can't buy that online. I got to go check it out, make sure it's nice.
Oh, I hear that. So, absolutely.
Yeah, I got one. That's my one responsibility in my contract. I don't deal with anything else except her, so I got to make sure it's right.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I hear you completely on that. Well, you know, it looks like according to one of the latest Rasmussen polls, Chris, consumer spending, economic confidence seems like it's up again in December. Economic confidence increased to 97.8 in this month's Rasmussen Reports Economic Index. It's about 4 points higher than it was in November. But, of course, it's still kind of low compared to what it had been, say, in November of 2020. It was much higher under Trump, up towards, 120-something.
I think it has a lot to do with gasoline prices probably starting to come down. So that, I think that that's probably, you know, made people a little bit, feel a little bit better overall. So, I mean, it's hard. I mean, these are very, very volatile numbers. I really don't pay much attention to them. I really don't, because they can move month to month. Again, I'd rather look at, you know, actual consumer spending, listen to some of the CEOs from some of the, you know, the big box stores, and to get the overall general impression of what's going on out there for the overall economy.
Well, indeed. And then also, of course, we understand that it looks like, you know, the Fed is going to be meeting this week. There's talk that whatever it is that they come up with or whatever announcement they make could affect the stock market rally that usually occurs at the year end, at the end of the year, correct?
Yeah. Well, listen. Yeah, they you know haven't been surprising anyone. For them to come out and all of a sudden raise rates, that would be, I mean, I highly doubt that happening. You know what they're going to say. They've been, you know, certain members have been a little bit more dovish than others, but I think they kind of see the writing on the wall. You could have seen the jobs number on Friday. You know, unemployment, you know, ticked down. You look at some of the internals of the jobs, a lot of government jobs being created. So again, you know, it's not an overpowering market by jobs market by any stretch of the imagination. So I don't think, you know, the Fed's going to probably do much of anything right now. I think people probably assuming that into the latter part of spring into summer next year, you might actually see some rate cuts.
Well, I'm glad that you're mentioning that, because you know, and maybe you could sort of bring us back up to speed on this notion of these of the interest rates in and of themselves, because what I'm hearing is that for a long time, and of course everybody enjoyed that period of time when interest rates were incredibly low, by comparison almost non-existent to some degree or another, you know, by comparison, but can we have a good economy but yet have interest rates that aren't, you know, 1% or 3% or something like that, and still have things be prosperous? Or does the perception out there really need to be that, well, unless interest rates are at 2%, then it's not a good thing?
You know, I mean, listen, you know, you can go back to the last time we had a really booming economy. You've got to go back to, in my opinion, you go back to the Clinton administration, where it was really much more dynamic, and you actually had interest rates that were higher than they are now. So, and you can go back to, you know, the Reagan years as well, another period of a booming economy. So no, you don't need to have ultra low interest rates. Oftentimes ultra low interest rates, what they end up doing is they end up causing a disconnect. If money is not priced accordingly and it's too easily attainable, that's when you end up with getting a lot of these zombie companies that are out there that shouldn't exist in the first place. And you end up seeing, you know, bubble type environments in certain things. So, no, it's most certainly not necessary.
Well, indeed. Well, let's turn real quick, because you know much about, of course, running companies, and you also help people, you know, figure out which companies to invest in and so forth, which is also one of the great things that you talk about on the program here, because it's not just about looking at the stock market or some trend or something some stock market analyst says that day. But it's about investing in actual real companies with real people, you know, and that's where you're going to get value, correct?
Well, listen, I'm a big believer that, you know, the whole notion of trying to trade, it's just something that I don't do. I mean, people, you can have your luck, you want to go gamble. You know, I like to buy a good, not a great stock buyer, I like to be a great company buyer. And, you know, understanding that the things that I'm putting in my portfolio, I hope to own them for, you know, not, you know, a day or two or even less. I want to own for 5, 10, 20 years. And sure, you know, you know, when they become overvalued, you take some profits off the table and rotate assets. Absolutely. But I'm very much a, you know, the fundamentals works. And again, you're looking at, you know, the best, you know, the wealthiest people, you know, it's part of my simple process here. You want to invest like a multimillionaire and a multibillionaire. And if you think you got all these yahoos that got their radio programs on there that tell you that they can freaking trade and they can do this and they can do that, they're full of it. I mean, did you think, you know, Charlie Munger died a couple weeks ago? Do you think that's what he and Warren Buffett do? Do you think that's what Ken Langone does? Do you think that's what any you know, of these, you know, very, very wealthy people do. They don't do that with their money. That's nonsensical. I mean, it's gambling. It's, you know, be a great company buyer, build up a portfolio over time, and you'll be fine.
Very interesting indeed. No, I think that's solid. You know, something I saw earlier today, Chris, was the idea of the annual performance reviews, that a lot of companies are looking at that as it really creates much more of a negative kind of connotation to be brought in to have your performance reviews. So they're looking at doing away with that, but you know, I suppose looking for different ways to, I'm going to sound like Darth Vader here, looking for more different ways to motivate them, basically. But you know what I mean? Company cultures are certainly changing from where they were, you know, from the old school, basically.
Some yes, some no. I mean, you still have to evaluate your workers. Again, it's, you know, it's everybody's, you know, every job is a little bit different, but, you know, you have to, how you go about evaluating people, but I mean, it's something that needs to be done. If you, you know, have a company that's not actually taking a look at what their workers are doing and how productive they're being or whether or not they're improving, I got to show you a company that's probably not going to last very long.
Well, indeed. Well, of course, you know, as we're heading into the holiday season, you know, people always tend to hold on through the holidays if they're struggling. They find some way to do it. At least in the real estate business that I've been in for a while, we always see that things start to happen in January in terms of people either not meeting their obligations, that kind of thing. Do you think we'll see much of that as we head into January overall in the economy, or do you think that things will start to get a little bit better because we've seen some of these falling prices?
Yeah, I think that many people, you know, become overextended. We've taken a look at the credit card numbers out there, and what they, you know, are showing is that, again, people will, you know, overall, you know, again, every situation is unique and different, but you look at those numbers, it looks like, you know, people have become a little bit overextended. And again, I've warned against that all the time. I said, you want to be very, very careful. You know, we shall see. You know, you got to see how, you know, the overall attitude is going to be and what type of animal spirits might take hold into the 2024. Again, you know, you got politics that are involved too, and what people think, and who's going to be running the country next, and what the tax consequences are going to be. All of these things will be taken into consideration.
Indeed. Well, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com. That's the website. Time flew by, Chris, again this morning. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, watchdogonwallstreet.com. And when we come back, you're going to hear your top-of-the-hour news first, and then we'll be back with Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com. And he's hopping mad about a particular thing, and I think you will be too when you hear it. So stay right there, folks.
Have you ever watched a video on the Internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.